You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Ramban Zatzal brings, this is the foundation of the belief of Yehudi. And also, we are commanded that should not forget at any time what exactly took place at the time of Matan Torah, as we touch on a few details. So that means Yehudi should always, what do we do in Haggadah Shel Pesach? What do? We remind ourselves and our children that what exactly Hashem did for us. So actually, Ramban holds that you should have Haggadah Shel HaSinai. What does that mean? That means you have to constantly renew the incident. Exactly, yeah. Hopefully not. That's, as a matter of fact, it was a story that you mentioned about marriage. So it's a husband that was complaining to the rabbi about his wife. It never happens. Chas v'shalom. So the Rav said, what is the problem? You know, how come you don't appreciate your wife? He says, no, it's not true at all. I have a lot of gratitude toward my wife. Actually, she made me to quit smoking. And also, she helped me to dress well. Never my tie matched my suit in my life. But that's what my wife, you know, taught me, you know, how to dress, to be clean. And not only that, she made me to exercise. So what's the problem? You know, so she did so many good things for you. So the husband said, so she's not good enough for me anymore. You understand?
But that never happened.
Never happened. Yeah, we did get married. We won't show love, but you know, sometimes, you know, exactly the same story. Exactly the same story. You follow what happened?
Yeah.
Don't forget. So now here, there's a Gemara Chagiga. I saw in Harav Biderman Shanita, it's a very interesting thing. Harav brings that Gemara Chagiga says there's no comparison with if somebody learns his Torah 100 times or 101 times. One is called Tzaddik and the other one is not Tzaddik. Make sense?
100, 101.
Yeah. And the one that learns 101 times, he's a real Tzaddik. But if you learn it and review 100 times, no, doesn't mean anything. So how could it be 100 times? So Rav says a very beautiful thing. The depth of, you know, this statement in Gemara. As you know, the Mizmor Kuf. Mizmor Kuf, you know what Mizmor it is? The 100 Mizmor? Yeah, it's the Mizmor Letoda. What does Mizmor Letoda mean? Mizmor Letoda. The singing for thankful singing. What is Mizmor 101? Says Le David Mizmor Chesed Umishpat Ashir Alecha Hashem Asamira. So what is Mizmor 101 says? It says I'm thanking you because Chesed and Mishpat. What does Mishpat mean? Say Yisurim Dinim. So now the Gemara says if. If you learn 100 times, nothing. The real thing is when you learn 101. So that means if you thank Hashem because of the good things that He has given you, it doesn't mean nothing. The greatest level that you can attain is when you go through Yisurin and sing.
And what?
And sing to Hashem.
Oh, sing?
Sing, yeah. You know how to sing? So that's what the both Mizmor actually is all about. One, he says Mizmor the Todah, and the other one says, no. Le David Mizmor, Chesed u'mishpat ashir alecha. When you judging me, I sing for you. Huh? Nothing like it. It's working. Kemosha, he brings an interesting thing. Then Nebuchadnezzar also start doing cha-cha. He's singing. So Malach comes, give him a slap in the face. Gemara says, if the Malach would not come and give a slap to Nebuchadnezzar, we had to make a geniza to Tehillim. No more Tehillim. No more Tehillim. What does it mean? Here, Gemara teaches a very interesting thing, and that is, why Hashem sent the Malach to give a nice slap to Nebuchadnezzar, Halasha, the wicked Nebuchadnezzar? Because here the point that Gemara is teaching us, yeah, you sing, huh? Sing, cha-cha, oh, tsh. But the point of here is, when in life you get a slap, you still sing.
No.
You don't sing. The Melech of Shalom, all his life getting slapped back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But still, he sang for Hashem. That's what Tehillim is all about. But you know, Nebuchadnezzar, when he got his slap, what did he do?
Crying.
Ouch! He didn't sing anymore. That's Nebuchadnezzar. But the Melech of Shalom, all his life, back and forth. But still sang, still sang, still sang. And that's what the whole point here is. Rabbi is an interesting story about a group of people, Motzai, Rosh Hashanah, right after Rosh Hashanah. They were standing at the bus stop in Bnei Brak. You've been in Bnei Brak? Tibanev Tikonet, without a shame, be always safe, without a shame.
Amen.
So now, at 1:30 a.m. in the morning, they're waiting for a bus, waiting and waiting and waiting with Agalot, with all the Shalomi children, you know, everybody has at least 2-3 Agala. So he said, that's it, we have to stay here all night, huh? They were waiting for bus 318 to take him to Yerushalayim. So all of a sudden, they see there's a bus coming. Wow. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Then all of a sudden, they see on the top of the bus is 420 that goes to Rehovot, somewhere else. So the bus stops at the bus station, and the people plead, fall on the floor, please, please, you know, take us. She said, no, I can't. I have to go somewhere else. I cannot take you. He said, please, we're begging you, please, please. No, we have been waiting here, you know, all these hours. What's going to happen to us? So all of a sudden, as you know, the bus drivers in Eretz Yisrael, they're very nice, very gentle. They very speak softly. They're always smiling, always. So, all of a sudden he says, you know what? Okay, I'll take you. I'll take you. I'll take you. So he changed the number, 420 made it 318, took him to Yerushalayim. So everybody went down. One person is sitting in the bus. He says, when you go down? He said, I have a question for you. He said, what do you want? He said, I need to ask you something. How did you do this? I said, what do you mean? He said, you're not permitted to do this. They're going to fire you. You know, you're not permitted to change the route. You're going to be out of job. So the bus driver looks at him and says, sit down. He closed the door. He says, all the bus station in SSA, they monitor. They have a camera and everything. Baruch Hashem. So he says, at the center, they knew this location is waiting. So then they ask all the bus drivers to go and, pick him up. And nobody wanted to go because they knew if they come, it's going to be Mishaberach, full force. what kind of service is this? What kind of people you are? Be waiting here, you're like, all the Mishaberach. So nobody wanted to go. So I said, I'm going to go. So what did I do? I put the number 318. Sorry? I put the number 420. So when I arrived, so everybody stopped begging. But if I would come with the 420, So now, not only that, Before everybody, leaves, the Shana Toba, this, Berachot, everybody was in there, Berachot. But if would I come with the right number bus, Hashem Yarachem, what it would do to me. So now here, the message of the story is very, very practical, and that is, usually, when we expect something and it comes, right? When it comes, and we feel, I should have it sooner, right? There's all these people at the bus stop. Then we say, Hashem doesn't like me. Hashem, doesn't care about me. How much time I have to pray to Him? He's busy with other people. He doesn't care about me. But when, let's say, something goes wrong and the bus with the wrong number arrives, then you start pleading, please, Why? Because you don't appreciate what you have. You don't value that what Hashem has given you. You have to go through this process to realize, Hashem is great. But if He gives you right away the number 420, then So I have to send you the 318 first, and then you beg, and then you praise the Bono Shodam. So that's what Mizmor says. Mizmor de Todah. But so what? The Shira is when it's Chesed u'Mishpat. But there's another interesting point here, and that is, these people, when they beg to the driver, right? When they beg to the driver, what kind of feeling they gave him after he accepted it? No. When they beg to the driver and the driver accepted it, what kind of feeling it gave them?
They loved it.
Really happy. I know, but they felt, who did it?
They did it.
Right? So we convinced the driver, right? It's not true at all. It was all a plan. It was all planned. But they felt, see? Oh, we convinced him, he accepted it. It was not true at all. He was just pulling a trick on you. And that's how it is. We feel, I convinced Hashem. I pray to Hashem. Hashem, it's not true at all. Hashem wants to do all the kindness to us. It's not that, I beg and beg and I beg and I beg. But the point of matter here is that many times I totally take it as advantage. And I don't appreciate what the Ribono Shel Olam has given me. And that's why I complain. That's why I'm not happy. That's why I'm not satisfied. And that's what exactly the whole point here is, that If one feels chesed u'mishpat, if there is a hardship, Chas v'shalom, it's not that, you know, he should turn his back. That's the time you have to say shira. That's the difference between Nebuchadnezzar and David alayhi shalom. At a time that maybe it's a hard timing, don't forget, you have an obligation still to praise Ribbono Sheolam. You have to praise Ribbono Sheolam. And you have to show that you are appreciated. And Nachas v'shalom, you back up and, you know, say, no, it's not fair. Why is he doing to me? What did I do? And that's what the whole reminder that we have to have in mind. And as the Gemara is teaching us, 101 is much greater than the 100, right? Because when you say Shira, even though that you go through the hardship, it's so joyous, Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because you agree, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam is right. He has all the right. I don't understand, but he's the one that knows what exactly to do. Hashem is Akeno, B'zad Hashem, we always be so happy, bus 420, B'zad Hashem, even though sometimes 318, but instead appreciate all the chassadim that Hashem Baruch Hu has done to us, and Nizkei Yeshuot, B'sorot Tovot, B'karov, Amen Kei Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.